Well, what do you say when somebody claims Jesus was just a great moral teacher? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, Jesus was, of course, a great moral teacher, but he was so much more than that.
Oh yes, John, survey most people, even other religions, and the consensus is Jesus was a good guy. Mm-hmm. He was a great moral teacher.
Sure.
And it sounds like a good fit. It appears respectful, but really it's not an option.
You mean Jesus can't be just a great moral teacher?
Well, not when you consider his life. Jesus claimed to forgive sin. He claimed to have no sin, claimed that to know him is to know God. He accepted worship. He claimed to give eternal life. Jesus even said he would judge the world.
Well, you claim those kind of things today and people would call you crazy, right?
And that was C.S. Lewis's point and his famous argument. He said this. He said, "I am trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about Jesus. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God." Lewis said that's the one thing we must not say. A man who is merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on a level with the man who says he is a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman, or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. Alec travels the world teaching on issues of apologetics, and you can learn more about the ministry at reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.